Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Bosch. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining. Spurs do not have a timeout.
It's the what anniversary of that shot?
No idea.
12-year anniversary?
11 years.
11 years.
Ray Allen against the Spurs to force overtime?
Mm-hmm. All-time moment. All-time Mike Breen call, too. I am hoping the Pacers force Game 7. I can't have sports end yet.
It's always nice to see teams win at home. And
how also
about,
that.
How about the Panthers winning back-to-back at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many teams have done that. Of the back-to-backs, would a team in the last however many years won both times at home? So Tampa, that's COVID year stuff, right? Like that's inside the bubble for one of those, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be back-to-back at home.
Nope, that's right.
Go back to Pittsburgh. They beat Nashville and they beat San Jose. Were they both or either at home? Remember that San Jose series was terrible.
Yeah. They won.
I should know the answers to these questions before I just go ahead and look them up. You know,
I mean, they won one of their cups
in Detroit.
Who did?
Pittsburgh. When they beat Detroit. Detroit's in the West at that
okay,
time.
Okay, right.
That's
right.
In Detroit.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah, the Fleury save we talked about last week where he's like rolling on the ground. Yeah.
So, anyway, T's going to the break. The top four teams, according to ESPN's analytics, to win the AFC. The big three, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, are 1-2-3,
mm-hmm.
each with an even 18% chance to win the AFC. 18% Chiefs, 18% Bills, 18% Ravens. Who's fourth, according to ESPN Analytics? Because they put four teams on the screen. Who's four?
Four, if it's not the Bengals, four is going to be...
I told you it's not the Bengals.
Four is going to be the Texans.
It is not the Texans.
Hmm. Is it our Jags?
It is not the Jaguars.
I figured that.
This team has a 9% chance to win the AFC. So half of the big three, but the first name up that they put after the big three.
What about... it's not New England, is it?
No.
Chargers?
Yes.
Chargers. Which always just feels like...
I feel like Denver's not far behind. Denver's in a really good spot.
Denver's
in a really good spot. I saw one guy that I liked a lot, one guy that I do like a lot, Brett Coleman. He does like off-season videos of every team, and he basically said the longer the video, the more the team has problems.
Mm-hmm.
If I make a two-hour video, there's a lot going on they got to fix. And he was pointing out that Denver's video was so short. He's like, this team is buttoned up. This team is in good shape.
Yeah.
Roster, coaching, everything.
I saw their offensive line might be one of the best in football this year for what they've done to that. Second year of Bo Nix. Yeah, they added Dre Greenlaw, I think, in the offseason too. I kind of like Denver more than I like the Chargers this year. The only thing holding me back a little bit about both of those teams is are they going to have enough around their quarterbacks? The lines are good, which I think, I mean, you look at the Bills a little bit. If your lines are great, and your quarterback is really good, then you should be fine. But Denver is going to be what in the skill positions this year? They still have Sutton, and he's pretty good, but he's getting older. And then they're at a rookie running back, R.J. Harvey, who they drafted in the second round. Maybe he's good. The Chargers are also going with a rookie running back, Hampton. And then receiver for them is McConkey. He's the one I would... of the two teams I would like the most. But when you gotta make a big throw, do those two teams have guys for it? They each have one. They each have one. But I'm not like super impressed with their overall skill position groups. But I think that's fine. Their defenses should be good, their lines should be good, and their quarterbacks are good. So I think they'll be good enough to have that not be a problem.
Did you say receivers are good? Because the receivers are good.
For which? Both?
Chargers.
I like McConkie.
McConkie's like true number one.
McConkie's awesome.
McConkie is.
Is there anyone else I should like other than that? That could be enough, right? Like they're not going to also throw the ball all over the place. Harbaugh is going to, and Greg Roman, of course, is going to want to run the ball a lot. That should be fine. Just having the one stud in McConkie, I think, is probably a stud.
Yeah. The rest of it is, you're right. Mike Williams, Quentin Johnston. They did draft.
Those are the two. They got to stop with those.
They
two.
Did draft Trey Harris. Back-to-back seasons, drafting a receiver relatively high.
What round was he? Second round?
I think so.
They had Najee Harris also. You'd pick the Chargers to be better than the Broncos?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'd pick Denver.
I think I'd pick Denver also.
Yeah.
Yeah, Denver, I mean, we'll see. How about Justin Herbert plays chess?
Okay, I saw this.
Yesterday was my gateway into learning that a lot of NFL players are in a competitive chess league.
Uh-huh.
Justin Jefferson, Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert. You did know this?
No, I did not know this. Battle NFL Stars, it was a charity chess tournament that they were in. But they're big chess players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Herbert and it's Mac Hollins going at it. This is one area where like I don't know how to play chess and I'd like to learn how to play chess, because when I saw people's reaction to what Herbert did, like he basically, what'd he do? The equivalent of like a Hail Mary in chess?
I don't know. I do know how to play chess. I don't know how to play chess where you're looking at the board like people were doing this and like, yeah. So I guess that's not knowing how. I functionally know how to play chess.
Looking at the board like in the Queen's Gambit where she's like visualizing it on the ceiling. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because it sounded like Herbert did something that people thought was, he sacrificed his king or whatever.
You can't do that.
Or he sacrificed a bishop, maybe.
Yep.
And everyone thought, oh, you just gave the game away. But it was a trap. He was setting Mac Hollins up for a trap, I think was what it was. And then he threw like a Hail Mary pass, the equivalent of. But I cannot talk about it any more intelligently than that. Mac Hollins, Justin Herbert, Harrison Phillips was also in this tournament.
Okay.
Justin Reed, Rashawn Slater, A.J. Dillon, Richard Sherman, and that's your list.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kyler Murray, also.
Yeah.
It was the championship was Justin Reed against Kyler Murray.
Justin Reed from the Chiefs?
Is he on the Chiefs?
He used to be, at least, right?
I don't know if he's still on the Chiefs. He's on the Saints.
Okay. I think of him as a Chief.
He's on the Saints now. Yeah.
803-0550. Sorry. 1-888-550-2550. June 18th. My birthday's in a week.
1 week? You turn almost 50. Let's go.
46.
Big birthday.
Turning 46.
Uh-huh. 46. Does it feel like 46?
Let's not forget, was it earlier this week when I was asked to guess an athlete that's the same age as me, and I got it by 2 days? LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yep. That was pretty good.
Is there I'm going to look up for like, who
it's is... one of the most incredible things I've ever seen accomplished on the show,
thank
honestly.
You. So who's 46? This is a fun game for me. I just turned like, who's 46?
Right now?
Yep. Usher.
That makes sense.
Usher's 46.
That checks out.
Rachel McAdams is 46. Adam Levine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Andy Samberg, James Corden. CM Punk is 46. You know what? It's a good year here.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking credit for the whole year. John Legend, Zoe Saldana.
You and CM Punk have like the same colored beard going, so that makes sense to me.
Fair. I guess. Kate Hudson's 46. Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao, who is fighting again this year, I saw.
Oscar Isaac, Katherine Heigl.
Okay.
These are all my people. Tyrese Gibson, Josh Hartnett.
Is this list making you feel better or worse?
You know what? Yeah, I feel great. Claire Danes.
You feel better?
Yeah, I feel Katie Holmes. Yeah, these people aren't old.
Can we find a 46-year-old that's going to make him feel terrible?
I'm looking at this list. Some of these people aren't old at all.
Yeah. What would be the best way to do this? Because I tried it with the running back thing for you, and it didn't work. Because it worked for me, 29-year-old running backs, but it didn't work for you. What about like hockey players that are 46 years old? Maybe that could be
let's play a window here. Let's play the game with hockey players.
Well, how long were you 18?
They would have been drafted in 1997. Because that's when I'm 18. So 97, 98 draft.
Okay. Like, is Joe Thornton going to be 46?
46. It's going to be close.
Right? But see, what you really like here are guys that have been gone for a while. Because that's going to make them feel older. So, like, Olli Jokinen? No.
That's a name.
How about Sergei Samsonov? How about Marian Hossa? He's been gone a while, right?
Yeah.
You're as old as Mika Nornin.
Mika Nornin.
Just got down to the Sabres first round pick.
There's a name for you.
What about Patrick Marleau? No. Oh, here you go. You're the same age as Max Afinikinoff.
There you go.
My guy.
Good old
I don't
Mad
think
Max.
This is working.
No, it's not. I don't feel old.
He doesn't feel
I
old.
I feel like $1 million. Don't feel old.
Hmm.
46.
You can still hit the ball in golf. As far as you ever could, right? Is that the test?
I want to say,
are you truly old when you can no longer hit the ball as far as you ever could?
Right, when you have accepted that the days of hitting it long are gone.
Right,
because
you wouldn't say right now, like you would not definitively say I've hit the furthest drive of my life at 46.
Probably, it's very possible I would say that, but that comes down to technique rather than a bit like, you know, just flat
ability.
Out the ability
power.
Of the body to do things.
Sure.
You know? I will say you have hope because I played yesterday at Delaware with a guy who is 84 years old.
Wow.
Walks, pushed his cart. He was unbelievable. He walked up, he played the last two with us. He hit his drive on 17, 245 yards. Just down
at 84 years old.
Okay. I am not exaggerating not a bit.
His name was Gary Player.
But he used to probably hit it like, you know, 310.
It was unbelievable.
Was this person like 6'5"?
This person is in their era of deciding like, listen, I can't hit it like I used to. 245 is still good. But there's no way he was hitting 245 in his prime.
I don't know what, like this guy was unbelievable. 84, his name was Cleo. Super, like very... you wouldn't think this guy's a bomber. Like skinny, sort of like 5'10", dude just hammered the ball. He was 84 years old, pushed his cart, and on the 18th tee, he lifted his shirt up and showed he was like, I'm getting I got a chemo bag on right now.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding.
What an adventure
This guy was incredible. I told him he's got to come find me every time he plays because I want to play with him all the time.
Unbelievable
dude. He parred 18.
Nice. 18's a good par there.
How long until you're allowed to play the senior tees?
60.
It's got to be 60?
Depends. So we've been at golf tournaments where my father-in-law's 60, and they're like, if you're 60, you can play the Golds. And he doesn't need to. So we had an internal discussion, like, well, they're going to let me.
Right.
Because
it doesn't change anything with like, this like a handicap
because here's
situation?
The thing. If you're 60 and you feel like I don't need the senior tees, but the other seniors are playing the senior tees that also don't need them and they're going up, well, I got to do it.
Right.
Now it's an arms race. I got to go to the senior tees.
Right.
Scramble season.
So you're not close to the senior tees then?
No. I am close to 100 holes. 100 holes of golf is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you start looking at the weather yet?
No, not yet. I got Owen to caddy 18, though. He's Owen is joining the brotherhood of people that have caddied the 18 of the 100 for me.
Well, Owen, I hope for your sake that it's not as hot as it was last year when I only walked 18 and didn't golf with him, and I was dripping.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm prepared for whatever needs to be done.
All right. The 10-day. Okay. All right. The 10-day forecast right now, high of 86.
86. Yikes.
We do it at Wanaka. It's right there on the lake. Whatever the temperature is, it's going to be a little cooler because of the lake.
Yep.
But we are 9 days out.
And then that night will be Team WGR's 11-day power play game. So you can come watch us at 6 o'clock at Harbor Center if you want to watch some bad hockey. And you can donate 11daypowerplay.com. Hit the donate button, and then you can just search WGR. It's the easiest way to get there. Opening ceremonies are today at 6. So
when you're caddying and then playing in the 11-day?
I am.
He's counting 18 holes.
Yeah, well, still, like, but okay, that's
just walking.
No,
it's
not
that bad.
It's
a good warm up. Be fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. And if you want to, you can use a cart. You can. I can't.
When's the last time you skated?
A couple weeks ago with Josh's.
Okay.
I got in on one of Josh's.
I've not skated in months.
I
don't know if I will before this game, but it's not like the most high energy game in the world anyway. So
that was the first time I'd put it on since my last like practice where I got hurt though. Like that was
wow.
That was 3.5 years of not touching it. So.
All right, well, that'd be fun.
Come watch a real show.
So you can, go hang out outside when it's 86 during the day and then come. Harbor Center's nice and cool at night, so.
Yeah.
How'd the pads smell?
Oh, God, it'd be horrible.
Fine.
Like 3.5 years?
Yeah, just sort of.
Whatever organisms were in there died off,
yeah,
you think?
No
way.
No more
fuel. No way.
The gloves were still bad.
No.
It's always,
in thousands of years, future archaeologists are going to unbury hockey equipment, and it's still going to reek.
Yeah. I left it out in the sun for a while to kind of bake it out when I got home, whatever, 3.5 years ago, and was like, I got to get this stuff to not stink because I don't know when the next time I'm touching it is. So
I'm going to look up if unbury is a word. It is.
Unbury?
No,
unbury. Yeah, unbury. They're going to unbury this equipment. Unbury.
Yeah, what else would you call it?
Dig up.
Excavate.
Yeah. Excavate. Yeah, dig. I've never heard unbury.
Unbury.
Yeah, it's a win for you. Right. It is a word.
I didn't even think twice about it. I just guess I used that word.
It was instinct.
Unbury.
You just knew it. Extendo Sports coming up. And then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You can give us a ring if you want to. Or the Extra Point Show. All that good stuff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.